morning, everyone, and thank you for joining today's call. The start of the new year also means the beginning of another 99-county tour. And this past weekend, I kicked things off in my hometown of Red Oak in Montgomery County, where I held a question and answer session with farmers from across southwest Iowa. And folks, it was no surprise. The item that was top of mind for those farmers was the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. After all, that was the case on last year's 99-county tour also. Iowans have been waiting a long time for this trade deal to get done. You're probably sick of hearing me talk so much about it, but that's only because for months, Speaker Pelosi blocked the USMCA. Our farmers, manufacturers, and small business owners need certainty and predictability, and getting this deal done with our top two trading partners, Mexico and Canada, gives them exactly that. While House Democrats sat on USMCA for months, now it's the Senate's turn to do the work, and we are all wasting no time. Senator Grassley teed up the trade deal in the Finance Committee almost as soon as lawmakers got back to Washington, D.C. at the start of the year. Earlier this week, I helped usher the trade deal through the Environment and Public Works Committee, where it passed with broad bipartisan support. And now, today, we are getting ready to finally get this critical trade deal passed on the Senate floor. In fact, right after this call, I'll be walking down to the Senate floor to cast my vote for the trade deal's final passage. Folks, this is a huge, long-awaited, wonderful arrival for Iowa. Iowa exports more to Canada and Mexico than we do to our next 27 trade partners combined. This is a big deal. This trade deal will allow those numbers to grow exponentially by creating new export opportunities and over 175,000 jobs across the country. Ratifying the USMCA will be a shot of positive energy into the businesses and the communities across rural America. It's about time we get it done. I'll be proud to vote for it today. Of course, that's not the only big news this week. Yesterday, I joined President Trump at the White House as he signed the U.S.-China Phase One trade agreement. This is another big win for Iowa. As Iowa's fourth largest trading partner, China is a critically important market for our farmers and manufacturers. Through this deal, China has agreed to buy $200 billion worth of U.S. goods and services over the next 2 years, including more than $32 billion in farm goods and $77 billion in manufactured goods. While it's critical we keep the pressure on China to follow through on this, we are seeing some very positive momentum, especially for our agriculture markets and manufacturers. Of course, this is just phase one in this process. I'll be continuing to work with the administration on ways to ensure China is holding up their end of the deal and to help Iowa's farmers and producers succeed. And with that, folks, let's go ahead and open up for questions.
Great. Thank you, Senator. Simon Daniels with WOI-TV. Simon, are you on? Okay, sorry, I had the mute button on. Senator, how are you doing?
Very good, thanks so much.
Thank you. So I have a couple of questions for you. First, this is related to what you just mentioned with the Phase One China agreement. So do you hold confidence that the billion-dollar purchases that China will, you know, uphold, you know, buying, you know, $77 billion in farm goods, the billions of dollars in farm goods?
Yeah.
If Mexico has made similar assurances with the United States on buying, you know, goods. And the second thing is, what are your thoughts on the impeachment process moving forward with the president?
Right, sure. The first one, addressing the China phase one, I do believe that we will see this. We have laid down a pretty strong marker, and we actually have dispute resolution now built into phase one. So we do have a way to go back and challenge the Chinese if they are not following through or if they're engaging in bad trade actions. And so we are starting to see things implemented through this agreement, or we'll see things implemented through this agreement that we have not had the ability to do previously. So I am excited about phase one. Of course, it is still just phase one. We will continue to build on this with additional progress on some other items in phase two. But I do feel very good about what we've been able to accomplish with China. The same with Mexico. Once USMCA is completed, we do hope to see that continue. And they have always been very good trade partners, traditionally with Iowa, Mexico, and Canada. So very excited to cast my vote today in support of the USMCA. And then impeachment, what do I expect to see with impeachment? I do believe that we as the Senate will pick up those articles. We will have those read to us today. We will be sworn in this afternoon into the impeachment trial process. And I do expect that with phase one, a different phase one, going through the impeachment trial, we will hear the record that has been presented by the House, all of the information they were able to put together, and then present with those articles of impeachment. And we will be as fair as possible looking at that record, hearing the House managers present their case, and then we will also hear then from the president's his defense team on information that they will use to rebut what is coming over in the record from the House. And that's truly, folks, that's about all we know at this point. Everything else will be debated as we go through the trial.
Great. Thank you, Simon. Joe Morton with the Omaha World Herald. Joe, are you on the line? Okay. Ellis Kojo with Ottumwa Radio.
Good morning, Senator. The USMCA, of course, that's a big step, but for corn farmers, what steps, if any, can be taken to hold the EPA accountable for the RFS?
Well, we continue to do that, all of us. It's not just Senator Grassley and I, although we did get a pretty strong shout-out from the president yesterday. I don't know if you were able to watch through the press, but he mentioned again how relentless I've been on ethanol. And he said, you know, working in tandem with Chuck Grassley, I mean, we're really the two that has been pushing him on ethanol. So he really does understand where we need to go, and we just got reassurance again the other day. I was in a meeting with Larry Kudlow on Tuesday morning, and he was reemphasizing to Mike Rounds of South Dakota had asked him again about the 15 billion gallons of ethanol that had been promised with the EPA's new rule, the supplemental rule, and Larry once again reemphasized that absolutely, with no uncertainty, we will see 15 billion gallons of ethanol as the law requires. I have heard that multiple times, both from the president as well as Larry Kudlow, his economic advisor. So darn certain that EPA Administrator Wheeler had better step up. If we do not see that, I will be asking the president to fire him if he doesn't resign prior to that. So we have been guaranteed that by the administration. We need to make sure that the EPA is following through on what the president wants to see and what is required by law.
Thank you, Ellis. Thank you, Ellis. Nick Coltrane with Des Moines Register.
Hi, thank you for taking the time, Senator. Two questions. First, do you have a comment on the Government Accountability Office report that was released this morning, and do you think it indicates a need for the Senate to call witnesses in the Senate trial?
Yeah, thank you.
And
okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, then I also did want to get in a trade question, but I can wait till after.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so with the information that came from GAO, one thing to remember, folks, is that the president did actually provide aid to Ukraine. So that point is moot, I believe. So he did actually provide lethal aid, and not just aid to Ukraine. He actually did follow through on what our intentions as Congress were. And in the previous administration, we had also provided aid to Ukraine, and it was certainly our intent as Congress to have that lethal aid, but the Obama administration did not provide lethal aid as we had requested from Congress. So, you know, we can say this, that, or the other, but the only one that actually followed through with congressional intent was President Trump, and he provided lethal aid to the Ukrainians. So again, I think the point is moot. So no, I don't believe that we need to hear from additional witnesses based on that information, because he got the aid to Ukraine. So, and in the way that was specified by Congress. So he actually did follow through on congressional intent. So that in itself, I don't believe is a qualifier for additional witnesses.
Thanks, Nick. Do you have a question on trade, Nick?
Yes, and then trade as well. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for letting me get the both barrels in. And the second being, with the Phase 1 China agreement, there's the $32-plus billion that you mentioned in farm goods. Is there anything in there that specifies the purchases need to come from Iowa? Are you confident that I will see the benefits of that, or Iowa farmers?
You know, the specifics and where those goods come from, no, that is not part of what has been released to us, and nor do I think that that is part of the underlying agreement. It is just simply those purchases must come from the United States as a whole. But understanding that Iowa is the number one corn producing state, number one pork producing state, all of the other states are far, far behind us on production of those types of ag commodities that are part of the agreement. We think that Iowa will benefit large in part by this agreement, probably one of the better benefactors of the U.S.-China Phase 1 agreement. So I am very excited about that. But it is interesting to note, too, that China is actually our fourth largest trade partner. So if you put it into perspective, the USMCA actually, to me, carries more weight than the China Phase 1 does. So having the USMCA done actually provides greater opportunity for our Iowa farmers and manufacturers. That's why we've really wanted to get this deal done, and the sooner the better. Unfortunately, we've waited over a year for the House to move on the USMCA. So finally, within a week's time frame, the Senate is getting it done and to the president, because for so many, and broad bipartisan support, and because it is such a big agreement for all of us, Democrats, Republicans, you know, East Coast, West Coast, Middle America, this is a really big trade deal with Canada and Mexico. So we're glad to get that over the finish line. Mexico and Canada, number one and two trade partners for the great state of Iowa.
Great. Thanks a lot, Nick. Emily Hawk with the Pella Chronicle.
My question has already been addressed. Thank you, Senator. Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Emily. Greg Taylor with KDTH Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. I was just wondering whether there's been any breakthrough in the last whatever week and a half, 2 weeks, with the Violence Against Women Act that I know you were working on with Senator
Dianne Feinstein. So no breakthroughs yet, and it's but it is worth noting that Dianne and I are still having conversations about it, and our staff is still working on that. So there are a few sticking points that we have out there, and I am very grateful. Dianne has been just a really tremendous partner to work with, and so the problem is, and we will, just to reassure you, we will continue to have those conversations. The problem is now we will not be able to move any legislation because we are going into impeachment. So while we'll continue to have those conversations, hopefully we will be able to find some areas that we think we can move through in a bipartisan manner in the Senate, and we'll continue to work with our leadership on that. I am not as hopeful that we'll have a wide sweeping, all-encompassing bill. What Dianne and I may do is kind of parse it down into the areas that we can agree on and absolutely need to move, and continue working on those aspects that there is still a level of disagreement between the parties. So we will continue to work on it, even though we are moving into impeachment. The problem is we will cease to move anything on the floor of the Senate Senate once we roll into the actual trial on Tuesday. We will not have a bill prepared to move at that time. So we continue to work together. Again, I'm so thankful for Diane. She has just been blessing through this whole process. So we'll continue to work on that, and hopefully we can come to terms with our leadership and be able to move at least part of that reauthorization to make sure that we can get those funds to those entities that really do need to support our survivors.
Great. Thanks a lot, Greg. Thanks,
Thank
Greg.
You.
Brock Wilson with WHO Radio.
Morning, Senator. I'm just wondering if you've heard any murmurs about the impeachment trial amongst your colleagues on either side of the aisle, and I understand your promise to be an impartial juror, but if there's anything that you've heard that anyone say recently that struck you as interesting or inappropriate as far as the process goes?
Not really. I'll be honest. A lot of us do see it as a political exercise when you can go back and look at the number of House Democrats that, you know, before he was even sworn into office, had stated they were going to impeach President Trump. So it started large in part as a political exercise, but with so much of that being said by large in part by a number of people. And just as we observed the rush to get things done in the House, and then, I guess it really wasn't that urgent because, you know, they've been sitting on those darn articles for over a month. So, you know, the whole process has really been odd or unusual or bizarre in some mannerisms. All we can do at this point is take the record that's been prepared by the House, and we will see what they have to present to us. If they did their job in the House, as they should, then they will present a compelling argument with that record. We'll be able to hear from those House managers on that record that was prepared in the House. And then the debate will start really at that point. Once that record has been presented, then we will have a debate over many different procedures that will follow on after that. There's a lot of question of witnesses, additional information, on and on and on. All of that, folks, will be debated at some point or another. When that will happen, how that will happen, I can't tell you right now. We'll take it as it comes. And all we know at this point is we will be sitting in our seats at noon Eastern time. So here in about 35 minutes, we will be prepared to hear those articles read to us. And then at 2 p.m. Eastern time, we will be sworn in as members to observe this impeachment trial, and likelihood then that the trial starts on Tuesday.
Thank you, Brock. Steve Woodhouse with the Marion County Tribune.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
You bet. Good.
Yeah, I was just thinking with the United States Mexico Canada agreement. Is there any more talk about the problem with the drug cartels on America's border with Mexico?
Well, that's a separate conversation that we have had, but understanding that Mexico is a great trade partner to us, it is a neighbor to us, we do have very good cooperation with Homeland Security and the Mexican authorities as well. We also have great support coming from our military members as part of SOUTHCOM and others on the Mexican military side as well. So I would say that there is a heightened level of cooperation between our two countries when it comes to those drug cartels, especially those that are not only trafficking drugs across the southern border, but also the exploitation of human beings with sex trafficking and human trafficking over our southern border. And we do know that weapons move across our southern border as well. So there is a lot of illicit activity. Our authorities are aware of that. They do collaborate with the Mexicans, but as actually being part of the USMCA, I don't see that large in part as being part of the USMCA. But what USMCA does is further strengthens the bonds between the countries of the United States and Mexico, and allows for greater cooperation in that manner as well. And I've always said that good trade partners makes good allies as well. So we'll continue to work with Mexico on those really important issues.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
Caleb McCullough with the Daily Iowan.
Yeah, good morning, Senator. So this new trade deal with China guarantees China will purchase agricultural goods for the next 2 years, but then it gets a little uncertain after that. So are you worried that that uncertainty could be harmful to Iowa farmers?
No, I don't believe so, because we have had a good trade relationship. Well, let me put it this way. They have purchased goods and commodities from the United States prior to that. And so while what has happened, and I had the process described to me by one of the members of the Iowa Soybean Association, you know, the Chinese would order a certain amount of soybeans under a certain contract price. As it's crossing the Pacific, they would cancel the order, and then a little bit later, then they would renegotiate a new contract price, much lower than the original price. So they have been bad actors, but we do know they need those commodities. They can't source everything from other countries. So once we have this reestablished connection with China, I do anticipate that they will continue to be trade partners, but better trade partners to us than what they have been in the past, because now we do have dispute resolution built into the phase one, and that will continue to be strengthened through phase two. But a lot of it, just remember, a lot of what they are purchasing goes to feeding their growing numbers in China, whether it is through the actual purchase of pork or poultry or cattle, or whether it is the foodstuffs that go into their feed for their livestock production. So we see it as a win-win for Iowa. The great thing is now that we have this this reestablishment of strong trade between China and specifically Iowa, but now our farmers can actually push back if China is treating us badly. So I think it's a win-win. Some other things that were addressed in the phase one, biotechnology. We do have a lot of genetically modified crops, and China has rejected a lot of our commodities because they are genetically modified. And now there is a process of using science-based evidence to allow those genetically modified crops into China. They will also be able to purchase additional feed from the United States, and again, specifically from Iowa. So there are a lot of really great things that were in phase one, and it just it really does expand the opportunity that we have had in the past. So really excited to see it implemented and see those purchases made over the next couple of years, and then hopefully decades into the future.
Great. Thank you, Caleb. And thank you, everyone, for joining today's call.
Yep, thank you. I am going to scoot very shortly. They are going to be calling the actual vote on the USMCA. So at the very next point of business I do will be to vote for USMCA. I'm thrilled to do it. Senator Grassley is on the floor right now as we are speaking, and he is monitoring the progress of those senators that are making their way to the floor to prepare for the USMCA vote. Okay. So really excited, folks. Thanks for joining the call today.